Yes.
Hi. I needed to let you know, I took a picture of your head from several different angles, and I've turned it into a non-fungible token, and I'm selling it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's this about?
It's basically your head, but it's like a 3D view, and you can kind of spin around it.
I've never heard of it, and I'm not interested. Nobody's putting my face on anything.
Oh, no, I already have. I've got it up on this website, and people are bidding on your face right now. The bidding is up to $53 right now. I don't know if you've looked up NFTs on the internet, but, you know, some of these can go for thousands of dollars. What if I give you some of the money from it? Non-fungible token. Non-fungible token.
Who gave you authorization to do that?
Nobody. Nobody. Non-fungible token.
I'm not interested.
Non-fungible token. Someone's going to own your face soon.
You do not have authorization.
I'm selling an NFT of your face.
Never heard of it.
It's a digital item. Item.
Nobody put my face on anything.
The problem is I already put it up. There's no way to take it down once you put it up. It's out of my hands at this point.
Thank you, Repeat, for that copyright violation. I think the other song he sent me was also a Michael Jackson song, but I can't remember which one. Anyway, hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 803. It's brought to you by Fun Society Arcade, Tokius Pocus, Half Alpha, B.I. Eber for Life, and ZTK. I did some of these calls. I think I did one of these calls on Friday, and then quite a few on Saturday, and then I finished them up on Sunday. And I thought I was going to get this posted Sunday night, but it's not looking likely. I'm guessing Monday morning on this one. I think I mentioned it before, but I have gone through my email recently, and I have a bunch of music in here that I've never used before. Stuff that people have been sending me for months. So if you've sent me music like Repeat did of that NFT song, then I'll probably be using it on a show soon. Sorry about the delay. We're having a meetup this year on September 9th and 10th in Chicago, Illinois. It's happening at the vcfmw.org, which apparently is the vintage computer something of the Midwest. It's probably the vintage computer fair. They don't really write down what the acronym is here on the website, so I don't know. But go to vcfmw.org. That'll tell you some information. Really, this is kind of a stupid page. But Wasted and Dragonmere, they're just kind of piggybacking off of another convention for us all to meet at. It's a free convention. You don't have to pay anything to get in. And you get to see a lot of old computer junk. And somewhere around there, we'll be hanging out. I can't wait.
Thanks for calling. True Religion Inc. speaking.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from K Jewelers over on the corner.
K Jewelers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some deliveries here for you. They're supposed to go to your place.
Alrighty, here I come.
You need to come over and get your shit out of here, sir.
I said I'm coming, sir.
Okay, we don't have room for all this here, though. It's in the way. You better hurry up. It's been here for like almost an hour now.
Okay.
You need to get your shit out of here.
Right?
Hello?
Yeah.
Why'd I get put on speaker?
How do you know you're on speaker?
Because you just put me on speaker.
How do you know that?
Because I'm smart, okay?
So, do you want me to come and get it?
Whoa, he's gone. Maybe he's on his way over. I'm going to try some mall calls today. It's the weekend, and everybody's at the mall on the weekend, so let's try some mall calls.
Hello, Victoria's Secret. This is Brad speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Brad over at the North Face next door.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I hope the hammering and the sawing isn't being too loud over there. We're taking...
Honestly, I haven't heard anything. Our music is pretty loud.
Okay.
But we'll let you know. I think there's been construction, so it's okay for now.
Okay, yeah, we're removing bits of the wall between our store. Between
of
our
course,
our
no problem. I will let them know just so that they're aware. And then if it does become a problem, then I'm sure we'll let you all know.
Okay. Well, we're getting ready to saw through your wall right now. We're going to saw.
Of course. Okay.
We're going to saw several 6 foot tall windows into the wall.
Okay. And that's right now? Like,
yeah.
Into
yeah.
Our
here.
Wall?
Just a second. You're going to start seeing the saw blades come through the wall. Make sure,
okay.
sure no customers are over there.
Okay. Okay.
And,
let me go ahead and tell a manager first before you guys get going.
And we're
going
to install mirrors, like two-way mirrors.
Okay. Give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Why? What's... Oh, for the manager?
Yes. Give me a moment. Hold on.
Okay.
He's coming right now. Nothing. It's nothing. They not right now. Hello?
Hey, it's Brad from the North Face. Did she tell you what...
Hi!
Hey! Did she tell you what's...
What's up?
Did she tell you what's going on?
No, what's going on?
Ah, shoot. This all again. Yeah, we're cutting holes through the wall, like from from our store to your store. It's gonna be 4 6-foot tall windows.
Oh.
And we're gonna put two-way glass on it.
Okay, let me. Okay, I'm the manager on the floor, but let me get my ASM. But I'll give her a heads up. You don't have to repeat yourself.
Okay.
Give me a second.
But still, you know, Okay. Oh, great. I get hold music.
Hello, Victoria Secret.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, my supervisor let me know you guys are going to cut holes into our walls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got it all ready on this side. We're just getting ready to punch those saw blades through. It's going to be 6 foot tall.
Okay, is this a good callback number for you? I need to contact my district manager because then that's something that we might not be able
to
do while the store's
open.
We're
basically, we've done it. We've got the frame all built. We'll just slip on the frame over on that side and we'll install the two-way glass.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, we're putting up, it's going to be 6 foot tall windows. There's going to be four of them.
On our side of the store.
Yes,
and
yes. And
this got approved by mall management?
Oh, no. No, we're just, this is all donated wood and we're just doing it, you know?
Okay, and this is a good callback number for you?
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a two-way glass, like mirror / glass on it.
94-00, right?
Yep, that's my number.
And your first name?
Brad.
And you're in North Face right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I might just have to go in there because I'm not sure exactly what you guys are talking about because
okay.
That's not something that got approved by our home office.
Just make sure there's no customers sitting over there by
that
wall.
Our store is it's completely open. I can't have my customers flex out of the space if they're shopping.
Well, if you want your customers to have saw blades popping out at them, then fine. Don't tell the customers.
Give me one second, okay?
Yeah, you better go tell those customers.
I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call mall security just because what you're letting me know is not very safe. Give me one second, okay? I'm going to give you a call back.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. All right, guys, start cutting. Start cutting those holes. I should have had my soundboard ready with all my construction noises, but oh well. Let's see what's going on at the North Face.
North Face, how can I help you?
Hey there. This is Carol next door at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got like a little bit of overstock over here. And we're gonna bring it all over to your store.
Yeah.
It's like 32 boxes.
Let me ask my manager.
Well, we're just gonna carry them straight to your back room, okay? If you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, let me ask my manager one sec.
All right, me and Michelle, we're gonna do that right now.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Let me ask.
Okay. I mean, do you have to ask? Can we just do it? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
What's going on there in the background? Uh-oh. So in case you didn't hear that, there's a lady in the background obviously from Victoria's Secret.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's Carol.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Carol over at Victoria's Secret. Yeah, we got kind of a bunch of extra stock here. We just need to keep it in your back room for a couple of days.
Fortunately, we're unable to do so. Sorry about that.
Well, why not? We're neighbors. Come on.
What was your name again?
My name is Carol.
Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Please don't call us again. Thank you.
Well, no, I just wanted to keep boxes there.
Yeah, I may have to abandon this mall now. Shit's getting real. They're going to start warning everybody. But that could be fun.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Levi's. How can we help you?
Hey, it's Greg from J. Crew.
Yes, sir.
You know,
were you?
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry?
What was that? What?
Oh, no. What was your question, sir?
Oh, did you know we share a wall? Like, I know we're not next to each other, but near the back, we share a wall.
I'm not too sure. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been opening up stuff on this side. I found phone lines that belong to you guys, and I was able to plug a phone into it and, like, use your phone like I'm in there.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, there's, like, wires in the walls. They have, like, phone lines and stuff and the internet.
Okay.
All that.
Well, I mean, like, okay.
I wired up a phone to these phone lines, and, you know, I dialed a number that tells you your caller ID, and it's you. I made a call from your phone. So if you ever pick up your extension and you hear me on it, that's why, because your phone lines go right through the wall.
Right. Okay. Weird. Do the other managers, like, know about this?
Oh,
or,
no.
Like,
no, this is our little secret.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't think we're supposed to be sharing lines. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to make long distance calls or anything weird like that. I just thought it was cool. And, also I've been poking holes in the walls over through to your side. I can see you guys over there.
Okay. You're in the, okay.
Yeah. I can see you guys over there. I can see your customers and stuff.
Oh, okay. I see, sir. All right.
I poked little holes.
Okay, sir.
So I'm sorry if I damaged anything over there. I was just poking little holes.
Oh.
Like, I did four holes.
Okay. All right. You're Greg from J. Crew?
Yeah. None of them are in the dressing rooms or anything like that. It's nothing weird.
I understand.
I just thought it was cool.
Okay.
I was poking holes. So,
Okay, sir.
Hey, you know how, you know, at people's doors, they have those little peepholes?
Yes.
I'm going to order some of those. And I want to go ahead and make these look like, you know, they belong there on the wall. So it's not just a hole. So I'm going to come over to your side, and I got to install that side first. It's basically just hammering it into the hole. And then I'll come over my side and screw that part on. And we'll have, like, little peepholes.
Right. So I don't, any construction like that, like, needs to go through, like, with the mall. So
they're just holes.
I understand, but, like, we can't have any, like, construction like that, like, without getting approval from the management and also from our corporate office.
I called your corporate office from your phone number since I have these phone lines on the wall, and I said we approve it.
I don't think so. Yeah, like, we haven't gotten approval from that. Like, and
I know,
we've
but
been
I,
running
I,
the store without.
I pretended to be you because I
understand, sir. But you pretending to be that's against, like, our, like, company policy. So you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that at the time when I made the call. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, like, but no matter what, you can't, like, poke holes into our walls, and you shouldn't be doing anything that goes into our location.
Okay, well, I was just, you know, slow day. It's like Sunday evening, you know?
I understand. Like, let me...
What if,
yeah, like,
What if we put a window in the wall? Cause,
I'm sorry, sir. It's really busy right now. So, like, unless you have anything else, I really need to get back to the.
We seriously have a real window over here. I think it was for a display once. We could put this. We could install this in the wall, and just have a window between our two places.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work, sir.
Well, we could try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll just seal it back up.
We cannot, sir. And you're nowhere near us anyway because you said you're at J. Crew. Like our two stores are there's no J. Crew behind it. Unless it's behind the mall.
No. It's catty corner. You know, you got that weird acrylics thing next to you. They're directly behind us, so we just share the back of the wall, the very very back. Even though we're not technically next to each other, we're still next to. Look on the map. Just go look at the map.
Yes, sir. We'll go look at the map. Okay, sir. All right. Thank you.
You go look at that map. I can't believe he's doubting me. So that was Levi's. Let's call up J. Crew. I went over to the other side of the mall because I figure security's going to start maybe talking to people and telling them not to believe what they hear on the phone. I don't want that.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Brad over at the... Over at the Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some boxes here for you.
Okay. Can I put you on hold?
They were delivered. Yeah.
Okay. Let me put you on hold.
Press that hold button.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. This song.
Hi. Thanks for holding. This is Summer. You guys are at Levi's, right?
Yeah. We got all these boxes here for you.
How many do you have?
I don't know, but you need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
Oh, my God.
Because, okay. You have a bigger store than us, so come
That's
get these
fair.
Boxes out of the way.
How? Do you want me to come to the front?
Is there a back?
I mean, do you have a back? Or
I don't know. Is there a hallway?
I have a back. And it's, right next door to you.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because you're on the backside of us, yeah?
Yeah, well, Georgiana is. Look at the maps.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You're right next to Georgiana. I'm literally right in between you two. There's a doorway.
It's Georgiana.
Yeah, no, I can come. Do you want me to come in the front way, I'm saying?
Don't be gross about it. Come on.
No. Honestly, I'm just trying to get my shit.
All right.
You want me to come into the front of the store with my wagon?
Sure, yeah. Come over here and get your shit out of here.
All right, give me 10 minutes. I'll be there.
All right.
All right.
5 would be nicer. I'm so confused. I kind of thought she didn't believe me, but I guess she's still coming over. Let's give Tommy Bahama a try. I don't know what that is either. It's dedicated to the good life, stylish, upscale offerings.
Tommy Bahama, so this is Robin.
Hey. It's Dave over at the cell phone repair kiosk.
Yes.
I'm going to be moving my kiosk into your store for a little bit.
You are?
Yeah, they're going to be polishing the floors over here. So do you have a plug for me to plug into?
Hold on just a minute.
It's cool. I got internet already.
All right. One moment.
Thank you for holding. This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. Yeah,
I'm
just going to be moving my kiosk into your store. Just inside the door, just right there, right as you first walk in.
What kiosk for what reason?
Oh, I'm at the cell phone repair kiosk. And it just rolls over. It's really easy.
Yeah, you can't roll it into our store. You're not a part of our company, so no.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to be doing the floors around here, they said, probably.
That's totally fine. Then you have to work something out with the mall then
okay,
to where
well,
you need to move your
kiosk. Is it just you
kiosk.
Don't want to provide my power? I'll just run an extension cord. We have an extension cord.
No, unfortunately I cannot do that. We're owned by a corporation.
Okay.
No, we're owned by a corporation, so you'd have to clear that with them, but you should probably take it up with the mall office.
Oh, no, I'm bringing my kiosk in there because they said I could.
No, they definitely would not have said that without clearing that with us first.
Oh, yes, he did. It was the janitor guy.
The janitor can't make those calls. That would you would have to cover that with the general
manager.
Well,
he's older than me.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and hang up because I'm pretty sure this is a prank. You're not moving your kiosk into the store. You would have to clear that with the mall office.
I'm moving my kiosk.
And they would have to
I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
In about five minutes. I just gotta secure everything here, get it ready, and I'll roll it all in.
All right, I'll meet you at the door.
Okay. Don't be trying to block me.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Thanks.
People are just not friendly in this mall. They don't care that you're neighbors. It's like every man for himself.
For calling Coach Storm, this is Philip speaking.
Hello, this is Kevin over at the Aesop store.
Uh-huh.
And we got some package deliveries here for you, like for your store.
Okay.
And they're kind of in the way. So maybe you should just come on and get your shit out of here.
Huh?
You know, come over here and maybe just get your shit out of here, please.
Wait, okay. I'm sorry, but I don't know who you think you're talking to, but that's not... Okay.
Oh,
okay.
What?
That's really not how you should really talk to someone.
Okay, well, I'm just tired of your shit beating my way, so get over here and get your shit out of here.
That's totally understandable, but just not how you would talk to someone like that, especially if I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I already told you what's going on. There's several boxes over here.
Yeah, I know. There's a nicer way to really address someone.
I'm about to just drop kick these boxes straight out the door. Let the hallway deal with it.
Okay.
But it'd be nicer if you could just come over here and get your shit out of here, please. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Elena. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Elena. It's Kevin over here at Aesop. Is he on his way over?
I don't know what you're referring to. This is the Coach store.
Yeah, I called the Coach store. Did that guy hand the phone over to you?
Yes. But what can I help you with?
He didn't tell you a single thing I said? He didn't set it up for me?
No. What can I help you with?
Oh, we accidentally got some of your packages over here. That's all. I thought he was on his way to come and get them. We got a delivery for your store.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
From Aesop. Just down the hall a little bit. Across the hall.
Okay, okay, thank you. We'll come by and pick them up.
We're busy. You know what? We're busy too, and you need to get your shit out of here.
What is your name?
Kevin? Why?
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Yeah, I will go over there and I'll speak to the manager.
Yeah, hurry up and get your shit out of here, lady. Like, it's been here all day. Oh, man, she's going to get me fired.
For calling Santello, this is Maria. How can I help you? Hello?
Hey, don't you yell at me, lady.
Who's this?
This is Carol. Over at the
Carol?
Yeah, over at the Starbucks.
You are in Starbucks or what?
I work in Starbucks, lady.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
No.
Okay. Good. You better not have a problem with it.
Can I help you with anything?
This is Carol from Starbucks. And we got some boxes here for you. They delivered
them.
Hold on
one. Oh, you have boxes for us?
Yeah, I got a box for you. Lady.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So when's someone going to come and pick up these boxes?
Are they for Ann Taylor?
Yeah, they're for you. You need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you don't need to talk that way.
Well, you know, these boxes are in my way, and I'm mad about it. Damn boxes. You know?
Hold on one second.
What are you doing?
Hello, may I help you?
Hello. It's Carol from Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a box here, some deliveries They belong to you. So you need to come over here and get them.
Okay, I'll tell Maria.
Yeah, you tell
at
Maria.
Starbucks?
You tell Maria to come over here and get her shit out of here.
Okay.
You gotta say it like that. Say it like that.
Okay.
Say, Maria, you need to go over there and get your shit out of there.
Okay. Thank you.
I love you.
I like that first lady, but that lady just made me depressed. Whoa, you sound like shit.
I'm sorry?
You sound like shit. Your connection's all wonky.
We just got a new phone line, so we're trying to get used to it, try to get it all figured out.
Oh, there's no getting used to it. Like, you sound like shit, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you'd like to call, try call back.
It's slowly getting better.
Okay. What can I help you with today?
Oh, well, this is Dave over at Maurice's down the hall.
Okay.
I'm going to be sending an employee over with an extension cord, and he's just going to plug it into one of your outlets. And then over at Buckle, he's going to bring an extension cord over too, and he wants to plug it into another outlet different than the first one. We're going to try something.
You're calling Torrid. Do you know you're calling Torrid?
Yeah. I'm with Maurice's, and the guy with Buckle's involved too. We're going to try something. So we're both going to be bringing in extension cords and just plugging them in, and it'll just be like that for a little while.
And who do you work with?
We're going to try something. I'm with Maurice's.
Maurice's clothing store?
Yeah, just a few doors down from you across the hall.
Are you doing technology over there?
This has nothing to do with my work, really. We're just going to try something.
Okay, well, I can't let you into my back room unless you have some sort of identification.
We're not going in the back room, just in the front room. Just in the store.
Okay.
In the store area. We're gonna plug in some things into your outlets. We're just going to connect the stores. It's going to be like a three-way connection. We're going to try something.
A three-way connection.
Oh, God, you're sounding like shit again.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Wait,
the store.
You know what? We'll just come in and do it, okay? We're on our way.
I'll talk to you when you get here. Bye.
That's not necessary. Wow, what a shitty new phone system that they apparently just paid for, and that's what they're getting.
Clipping Zoomies.
Hello, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Zoomies.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I can speak with?
Customer that you can speak with?
Yeah, we're going to do the weekly customer survey with them. Is there a customer in the store right now?
Yeah, we got a bunch of customers. What did you say your name was?
Just a random customer. This is Greg from the corporate office.
Of Zoomies.
Yes. It's just going to be a quick
survey. I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we try to do this at least once a month for each store.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Okay.
You guys busy?
Am I busy?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. So, my corporate office wants to do a random survey with a customer in the store.
Okay.
Would you be open to that?
Yeah?
Sure. Okay.
All
right, I'm going to hand you off to somebody now.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, is this a customer?
I am a customer.
Oh, thank God. All right, walk away from that man. Walk away from him.
Okay, we are away from each other.
Okay, I'm actually an employee here. I was out back smoking weed, and I locked the door. I locked myself out. I need you to go to the back and open up the back door for me.
The back left door?
Yeah. I was out here smoking. I was out here smoking weed in the back hallway, and I'm locked out. I'm gonna get fired if he finds out.
Hello? You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no. No,
yeah,
just walk to the back room. Tell them the voice on the phone told me to go to the back room.
The emergency exit door?
Yeah. Yeah, you know the
one. I got you. And then the next left. And it's completely locked.
Ah, dog. Shoot. Maybe you gotta kick it. Gotta kick that open.
Are you next to the Macy's?
Yeah.
I think it's a prank call.
Yeah,
what?
I think so, dude.
Who's
saying? That someone's trying to get in right here, and he works here.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm just making a prank call, sir. But oh my God, imagine if I was some sort of crazy organized crime burglar guy just trying to let someone in the back door. You should be more careful handing the phone off to customers, sir.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Have a good day.
That was just a joke, you know, just kidding. I guess he actually went to the back room and was trying doors. I thought he was going to make an alarm go off trying to get through a door that you're not supposed to go through. But I want to play back the audio that I was just hearing while I was talking. The guy in the background was explaining everything. I'm going to turn off my side of the audio and see what we can hear.
I guess it's a prank call.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
What was he saying?
That someone's trying to get in right here, and he works here.
Hello?
And I was like, no.
And I was like, I work with him. So for me, I was like, I'm not trying to steal anything, but this is real hot. But my boss just and okay, I'm stuck outside. I just weed and I'm high. And I was like, huh?
Yeah, all right, buddy. Have a good day.
Sorry about that.
So does that mean I didn't talk to a customer? Because he wasn't really talking like a customer at the end. That customer guy that walked to the back room with me. I just got tricked by Zoomies, I think. Maybe. Maybe he was a customer. I don't know. Or maybe he worked at a different place.
We're calling Claire's.
Oh, hey. This is Carol over at Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Oh, you doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I know Claire's isn't doing well financially, and they're probably going to go out of business soon. I'm so sorry.
No, we're doing great.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I read the papers and then watch the news. I get it. It's okay. You can confide in me if you ever need to.
No, we're doing great. Is there anything I can help you with?
We have some boxes here. I was delivered from, I don't know who, but... they're supposed to be over at your place. I don't know why they left them here.
Oh, okay. Is it possible for me to pick them up tomorrow?
No, you need to come over here and get your shit out of here.
Oh, okay.
I'm real tired of your shit.
I'll go ahead and call security and see if they can.
What?
If they can go get it.
What's that?
It's okay. I'll call security and see if they can pick it up for me.
Oh, that's not what security's for, you idiot. Why don't you just go and get your shit out of here?
Okay, we will. Have a good day.
Okay, well... Do it yourself. Don't be so lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
You know, used to, I'd always see stuff come up on my feeds about Claire's being doomed, but I don't really see that anymore, so it's getting less funny to do that. Same thing with GameStop. They were doomed for years, but now they seem to be doing just fine.
Hello, this is our pasta. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm in your back room right now. Like, you know... Where you keep the extra stock and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a customer. I probably shouldn't be back here, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, do these breaker boxes do anything?
Why?
I wanted to push all the buttons.
Don't push the buttons.
Well, would they turn off any lights in the store?
Yes.
Hold on, I just want to try something.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to see if they shut down the computers. Well, that didn't seem to shut down anything. What does the other box do?
I don't know what box you're looking at.
Oh, should I just leave all those off? I don't think they were hooked up to anything.
You probably should stop touching it.
Well, should I turn them back on? Who are you snapping at?
I'm not snapping at anybody.
I heard someone snap their fingers.
Nobody was snapping.
I recognize secret codes when I hear them.
I'm not snapping at anybody.
Oh, I think you were snapping. Or somebody was snapping at you.
I think you probably should get out of the back room.
Okay, well, I'm just going to flip more switches.
Oh, you probably should stop flipping switches.
Why? I just want to see. I want the lights to turn off for a minute. You're not sending anyone back here, are you? Is that what you're snapping about?
No, nobody's back there.
Oh, thank God. Well, I'm back here.
Yes.
What's all that hubbub in the background?
There's music playing. And I have an employee doing a cross transaction.
What's a cross transaction?
She's doing a transaction. She's doing a return. So they're the ones talking.
Was it on her credit card?
I don't know.
I'm going to need that credit card number.
No, thanks.
No, I need it. I need it now.
Why do you need it? Why do you need it?
Because I'm a fraudster.
Oh.
That was a strange sudden hang-up.
Thank you for calling Aerie. This is Christine.
Hey, Christine. It's Eddie over at Champs.
Hey, what's up?
Can you stop licking your lips at me? It's a little weird.
I'm sorry. Thanks for that. But if you want to do a call like that, you're going to have to do that somewhere else. Thank you.
Well, no, I'm just asking you to cut it out. Wow, a call like that. What does that mean? What is she trying to say? That might be the last call on this show because this mall is about to close. It's within a minute now. So I don't know if I'm going to get answers from anyone else.
Thank you for calling American Eagle. This is Stephanie. How may I help you?
Hey, Stephanie. It's Craig over at the Journeys.
Okay.
And I was in there last night in your store. I came in after hours with the janitor. And I think I left some CDs on the counter. Did you find any CDs this morning?
No, we didn't. There's no way you would have been in here with us after hours unless somebody was here.
Oh, no. He's got keys and everything. He lets me into other...
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He lets me into other stores.
Okay, cool. I'll be letting Barb know that that's happening.
No, don't tell Barb.
Have a good night. Eddie says more aces, so you have a good night.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying. That's not how you solve a problem. That was so rude. And I didn't even understand what she said at the end. I don't know what the hell that was.
Hello?
Hey, is this the Auntie Anne's Pretzels? Okay, I work over at Hollister behind you.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice we drill holes in the walls today?
No. I don't think so, no.
We tried to do it stealthy, because we didn't really want you to see it, but like we just wanted to be able to smell your pretzels.
Oh, what?
And that didn't really work. Like, I don't smell anything through these holes, but now we can see you guys when we peek through them.
Okay, that's a little awkward.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're just trying to do something fun here. We're trying to make it smell like pretzels. Like, maybe it'll be better tomorrow morning. Because do you, like, first cook them in the morning?
This is a joke, right?
Oh, no. You'll see the holes in the back. You know the wall?
What?
You know the wall that we share?
Right.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I don't smell anything from there.
That is... really weird. I don't know.
How come I'm on speakerphone?
You're on speakerphone because I'm trying to close the store.
Oh, are there people in there?
Huh? Is there people? I mean, I thought you said you could see us through the holes.
Well, I'm not at the holes right now. My phone doesn't reach over there. Are there any customers, like, at the counter?
No, we don't have any customers.
Is there anybody walking by?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I don't.
I wanted to yell, "Attention, customer!" And then something embarrassing about you. I don't know what it would have been, though.
So you work at Hollister?
Yes.
And what was your name?
Eric.
Eric. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I won't be perving out at the holes, I promise, okay?
All right. Well, if I find those holes, they will get covered.
No, don't do that. Because we wait until at least... until after tomorrow morning, because we want to see if we can smell pretzels.
I mean, if you just step outside your store, you can smell the pretzels.
Why don't you shut your mouth?
Bye.
Bye. Well, this is kind of fun, calling up people as they're closing. Except I've pretty much called every place in this mall, I think.
Thanks for calling Panda Express. This is Gio. What can I help you?
It's Eddie from the mall office.
I'm sorry?
Eddie from the mall office. And I forgive you, ma'am.
You want to talk to Eddie?
Oh, no, no. My name is Eddie.
Oh, okay. The mall. What time is the mall?
At the mall office. I'm at the mall office.
No, the mall is closing at 7 o'clock.
I know. That's why I'm calling. Why is your power still on? Can you go back to your breaker box and shut off the power, please, real quick?
Oh, okay. We can just turn it off, the light.
Oh, no. You need to go back to the breaker box because we're working on the thing. And we just need you to shut off the power. Shut off all the power immediately. Can you go back to the breaker box right now and shut off all the power?
I can't because we're cleaning.
Oh, just for a minute. So we can do the switch over. It'll take a split second.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This guy, can you talk to him? He wants for all the lights off right now, for all the power off, since you're doing something. Can you confirm with him?
Hello?
Oh, hello. We're doing the switchover. This is the mall office.
Okay.
We just need all those breakers off. Just for a minute. Just for a small minute.
Okay, are you in the hallway right now?
No, I'm in the mall office.
How many minutes?
Oh, just like less than a minute. 30 seconds. We got to do the switch over.
Okay. Every single one?
Yeah.
Is there like a main?
No, you can't do the main switch until all the little switches are off.
Okay.
And then we'll do
okay,
the switch.
Okay, here we go.
Well, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll listen as you hit all the switches.
Okay, and then you'll call us back to turn it back on, or am I staying on the phone with you?
Oh, yeah, if you could just stay on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now I can't see.
Oh, no. What do you do? You better turn those back on, sir. Someone might get hurt. Wow, I can hear all the chaos. You better turn those back on. I'm getting nervous. Turn those switches back on, sir. And I got hung up on. I don't know if that's because he hit another switch and his cordless phone shut off, but no, I don't think that was it. I think it's because I started acting too weird for him. Hopefully he's getting that power back on. I don't want anyone slipping and falling into a vat of grease.
Hey, Brad, it's Next Door Nick.
Hey, Next Door Nick.
And, listening to one of the most recent Snowplow shows, it was like 801, 802, maybe 800 or something, 799 even.
Maybe
and
798.
And one of those said you're filled up on voicemails again. Well, I remember back in 2014, 2015, you had an entire Snowplow show dedicated to listener voicemails, about an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
So might be high time to do that again. Or just throw it on the Patreon feed.
Everybody complains at me when I do that.
To make the make more listeners pay you. Okay, bye.
I don't know if they're paying for the voicemails.
Hi, Brad. This is Hobo Cactus, the son of Redbird. I have a suggestion for you. Pretend you're a restaurant worker and says, hey, this is your food, but there's one problem. A hobo made it.
Wow.
Love you, bye.
Wow, that's offensive to hobos. You have a problem with hobos making your food? Why? What's wrong with hobos? Listen here, Redbeard son. It's 2023, and if a hobo wants to work at a restaurant, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Brad, call me Cactus calling in. I was just calling to complain that, like, a lot of the people that leave voicemails on this show are just as stupid as the people that you make prank calls
I
to.
Agree.
Because, you know,
Redbeard son. No, just kidding.
Prank calls when you're yelling, turn your fucking TV down, I can't hear a thing, or, like, don't use your shitty car phone, I can't understand what you're saying. Yet all the people who are calling into the voicemails have their TVs blaring in the background. And
idiots.
They have their car windows rolled down.
They have their smoke detectors on.
Driving to 60 miles an hour, and they're using their shitty car phones that sound like garbage.
Yeah.
How's about if you're leaving a voicemail, don't do it when you're
driving. Go rent a sound booth. Go rent a professional sound recording studio. It'll cost you $75 for an hour, probably. Just go in there and record your voicemail.
And don't do it when you're doing something else. Just, like, leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad. Love you.
And don't be drunk or high. I'm not impressed.
Hey, Brad, it's Matthew from Maryland. Fuck you.
Oh, there's a cute bird in the background, as you said, fuck you.
Hey, Roy, it's T-Falcon here.
Hey.
It's been quite a long time since I called in.
Yeah, what
just
the
wanted
heck?
To let you know, I backed into our neighbor's car today.
Oh, no.
They are brand new neighbors, and this is how we met them. So, yeah, it just made me think of, I'm sorry, dinged your car, and leaving a note. But
see, that's what you should have done. Instead of coming clean and admitting that you did it, you should have left a note on their car with my phone number. And it would have been hilarious.
Actually, I had to leave a real note. So, yeah, that was quite an experience. Anyway, I love your show, and I am going to keep listening.
You better.
I'll call on again soon. See you, Brad. Bye!
Bye! Learn how to drive. Get a backup camera or something.
Hey, Brad. This is Randall from Pearland, Texas.
Hey, Randall.
Colin and I finished your book today, and it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it, and...
You sound so surprised.
Better written than I thought it might be. Lots of good stories. I especially liked it.
Lots of typos, lots of grammatical errors.
That you're down here around Pearland and League City and Galveston, so I'm familiar with places you've worked and lived. So,
yeah.
Enjoyed the book, and talk to you later.
Did you guys know that there's a Phone Losers of America book? Apparently it's pretty good, especially if you live in Pearland, Texas. You can find the PLA book by going to Amazon and searching for Phone Losers of America in the book section.
Thanks for doing another Brad's Cactus Shack. I really appreciated it.
Okay. Thanks for creeping me out, sir.
Hello, Brad. This is Jesus Penus. I'm calling from the International Space Station.
Hello.
Just wanted to let you know that contrary to popular belief, I was not gushing over you in the... prank cast chat. So Amanda hug and kiss is lying. Goodbye.
He's always lying. He's a known liar. I don't even know what you're talking about. Man, I basically played no voicemails at all in April. There's so many voicemails in here. Let's play like one more, maybe. Okay, one more. Just one more. It's a short one.
Hey, Brad. Thanks a lot. I'm a relatively new listener, and I just spent like 20 minutes trying to find episode 404 as I was looking through old episodes. Now I feel like a shit pants fool thanks to you. So fuck you.
What are you talking about? It's right there. It's so easy to find. So this show's been sponsored by Fun Society Arcade, Tokius Pocus, Half Alpha, B.I. Eber for Life, and ZTK. They support the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers. You can do that too if you want to support the show. You get an extra show every week. On average, sometimes you go a couple weeks without one, but I make up for it, okay? Calm down. I'm going to play a song for the end by Carterpillar that he apparently sent me 2 years ago, and I'm just now playing it. I know I said earlier in the show that these are just songs from the past 2 months, but apparently this one I ignored for 2 whole years. You're welcome for that, Carterpillar. This is a 7-minute-long tribute to Carlito. Enjoy.
The regional manager.
And I'm his supervisor.
Yeah. Who is this?
I think we just told you that, didn't we?
I'm Eddie Cross. I'm the district treasurer. And that's my supervisor, Roy.
Yep, Roy Dabalina.
Roy Wong.
And you guys just went to the store right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a big fracas here and everything because at first she accused the co-workers of a fight. They pulled scissors on each other. They were like trying to fight each other with them, the scissors, and it got broken up. and then we reviewed the camera and we saw it was a customer. You, you're a real bitch. You've been a bitch before in this restaurant, and the computer scanned and captured you. And when you came in, your face for sick recognition, you came up as this is. The notes here says big bitch, not to not serve you. It says you're on a to-go only.
Why you insult somebody you ain't never seen before?
Okay, listen, just forget about all that. I got a converter box here I think you'll like.
Who are you?
I'm calling about your donkey.
Yes, sir.
Will he fit in it's not a compact car, but it's a Lincoln Town Car. Would you be able to deliver him to Eddie's Bar and Grill? It's going to be for a kid's birthday party. We're going to be slaughtering him. In front of the children and eating him. You're not attached to him or anything, are you?
No.
Thank God.
You don't care that we're going to eat the donkey? I'm sorry, Brad.
No, it's okay.
You don't care that we're going to eat the donkey? You're like, you sure, whatever? Why are you getting married? Why are you getting rid of it? Are you getting divorced or something? Or did you? Hello?
Who did make a shot at me on the bus?
No, and his name is Satan. The name is Satan. I fight you. Satan.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Hello.
Yeah, you got a heat pump for sale?
I do.
All right. How much heat does that make?
Are you on the mic, Carlito? Carlito? Oh, he's just kind of spacing out. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, we dropped something in your yard. Are you there to go out and check?
I'm here.
Hello? This is a pretty exciting helicopter ride so far, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a great day for a helicopter ride. It's a great day for a
Can you hear me? Dale?
Yeah?
Okay, we're flying above your house right now. I'm in the helicopter with Cross. Are you home?
Can we land on your property, please?
Who is this?
My name's Brad, and that's Cross. Cross is the pilot.
Captain Cross.
Yeah, Captain Cross.
Labia.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Yes.
This is Professor Roy. I'm in a helicopter right above your house. I'm with Fox 2 News.
I'm sure you are.
No, we've got a package for you. We're going to be dropping it off from the air onto your porch. My co-pilot, Carlito, is right here. We just want to walk you through this real quick. You need to stay off of your porch because we don't want to hit you with the box.
Sir, we spoke earlier. This is the best I can do, best arrangement I can do to get you your package without the sex offender coming anywhere near your area.
Wave at us.
Go ahead and wave.
Yeah, go ahead and drop it. Please make sure it gets on the porch.
Uh-huh. No, it's gonna hit you. Get off the porch.
Hey, you're gonna throw a couple bowling balls down there too, alright?
Oh! Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Here we go with the lawyer talk again.
It's called harassment, and you need to stop.
Okay, we'll stop.
Harassment is subjective and very hard, very difficult to prove in a court of law, sir.
Actually, it's not.
My co-pilot here knows the law. He's
telephone law, I know all about.
Practically a lawyer.
Do you snap your suspenders also? You're like, I'm no big city lawyer.
You know, just We've been up here for a couple hours now. My pilot, Carlito. Are you there, Carlito? He's busy. He shouldn't even be doing this because he's supposed to be piloting the helicopter, but he's just out of his seat and has his seatbelt off. Like, do you have a fish tank?
What?
I'm here. This is Captain Cross. I'm sorry, I'm trying to fly.
Do you have a fish tank in the house, ma'am?
Yeah.
Hey, good. Listen, my name is Cross. I'm the captain here on this helicopter. We're currently flying over your home.
Okay.
We're in a holding pattern right now. The airport's full. Okay, do we have clearance to go ahead and land on your property?
You do not.
Okay, well, we kind of have an emergency, and FAA rules say we have to at least ask, but if the pilot declares an emergency, he's allowed to land wherever he wants within reason.
Oh, absolutely. You can do that if you got an emergency, but I thought you were joking, man.
No, I got to take a shit, basically, is what's going on. Do you have a facilities inside that I can use?
Yes.
Okay, do you have good toilet paper?
Yes, I got it, man. I got everything you need.
What brand toilet paper? Oh, shit.
Charmin, man. Nothing but the best for you.